I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of Outdoor News, sponsored by Fleet Farm, serving the outdoors since 1955.
We've got a national story here today. Last week, the Biden administration designated a big chunk of property around the Grand Canyon a new national monument. Close to 1 million acres of public lands in Arizona have been permanently conserved by the Antiquities Act. I'll tell you more about this story from the Southwest when we return. But first...
Now is your chance at huge savings on all your favorites during Fleet Farm's Balloon Pop event. This Saturday at participating locations, the first 300 shoppers will receive a ticket to shop and pop to get anywhere from 10 to 100% off their entire purchase. Fill your cart and pop a balloon at checkout to reveal your savings. Don't miss out. Doors open at 7 a.m. this Saturday. We have what you need for your everyday life. Fleet Farm.
Welcome back. Last week, a broad coalition of hunters, anglers, and other stakeholders applauded the Biden administration for taking action to permanently conserve nearly 1 million acres of fish and wildlife-rich public lands and waters in Arizona via the Federal Antiquities Act. The new ancestral footprints of the Grand Canyon National Monument includes Forest Service and Bureau of Land Management property near Grand Canyon National Park. No state or private lands are part of the National Monument, which will safeguard a critical watershed, healthy fisheries, and valuable habitat for big game, including mule deer, bison, and elk. The monument will continue to be managed by multiple use agencies, including a new advisory council, and the state of Arizona will retain Wildlife Management Authority. You can learn more about the new National Monument at GrandCanyonTrust.org.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of Outdoor News.
Read more at OutdoorNews.com.